Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we're going to look at several readings here that speak to us of seeking the will of God, of seeking the will of God. You've probably heard me say this so many times. To seek the will of God is to seek the most loving thing that could happen to you. But it takes faith to believe that, doesn't it? So we need to ask for more faith. God wants to give us faith. God wants to encourage us. But God doesn't just give us a thing. When God gives us a gift, it's always a gift of himself, of a deeper sharing in his very life. So that when we seek his will, we're seeking to be united to the King of all creation, to the Lord of heaven and earth, to the Savior of the world. We're asking that we might be united with him in his will and his purpose, and that my life might help to advance his will. See, we're so narrow and we're so selfish, that is, so self-centered, so self-focused, that we think that what we want to have happen in a particular situation is for our good, for me, myself, and I. I call it the unholy trinity. But it's so often what we do. I want this to happen, and I want it so badly that I know this is the best thing for me. And it's conceivable, brothers and sisters, that it could actually be the worst thing for you. But we don't see that because we don't have an eternal perspective. We only have the perspective of here and now. Today, that's all we have. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what's going to happen in the world. We don't know what's going to happen in our own family. Sometimes we don't even know what's going to happen in ourselves. So the important thing is not to stake your confidence in yourself, because it's the vision of self is pretty dim and pretty limited. We think we see, but we don't see. And so the safest place to be is in the will of God, because God knows everything, and God knows what will most help you to eternal union with him, where you will be happy in ways that are indescribable. There are no words. You will be happy. How do I know that? Because our faith teaches it. If you haven't spent time recently reading the Catechism of the Catholic Church, take parts of it. Take the last section of it on prayer. Read that. Start there. And then go back and read the commandments. Read what God wants to do. All of it is to draw us into union with him. God only wants what you most want, which is to be loved and to be cared for and to be fruitful, to bear good fruit. So choose his way over your way. It's always hard because we can't see what that means. But just remember, God's will is the most loving thing that could happen to you. And so we take a look at the prophet Micah chapter 7, verses 14 to 15 and 18 to 20. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance that dwells apart in a woodland in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old, as in the days when you came from the land of Egypt. Show us wonderful signs. Who is there like you, the God who removes guilt and pardons sin for the remnant of his inheritance? Who does not persist in anger forever, but delights rather in clemency, and will again have compassion on us, treading underfoot our guilt? Who is there like our God? He wants to remove guilt. He wants to pardon sin. He doesn't persist in anger forever. He delights rather in mercy and clemency. Why would we fear going to him when this is who our God is? You will cast into the depths of the sea all our sins. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and grace to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from days of old. God is our shepherd. God wants to care for us. And we say, yeah, I like this about you and I want this from you, but I don't know about anything else. We have little faith and therefore we're unable to give God a blank check. It's really very good if you can get to the place where you can say, here it is, God. You fill in what you want to give. I trust you. Do you trust God that much? Ask for it. Ask for grace, deeper faith, and trust. Read the catechism. Read the sections on God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Read the sections, as I said earlier, on prayer. Read them. Open your heart. Psalm 85, Lord, show us your mercy and love. And he does. He does it through his words. He does it through his actions. He does it through the prayer. Do you know that Jesus forever is before the throne of the Father interceding for us? Jesus is praying for you. We go around saying, oh, will you pray for me? Will you pray for me? And that's all good. That's all good. Ask people to pray for you. Yes. But you need to remember, and your faith needs to tell you that Jesus forever lives to make intercession for you. And your blessed mother, does she not pray for you daily? Draw near to him, that you may see what is God's plan for you, that you may more and more cooperate with that. You can trust him. His desire is only for your good. Lord, show us your mercy and your love. Abandon your displeasure against us. You have forgiven the guilt of your people. You have covered all their sins. You have withdrawn all your wrath. You have revoked your burning anger. Give us life that we may rejoice in you. Show us, O Lord, your kindness. Grant us your salvation. It's you know, in some ways, I want to say, we're dumb not to do what God asks of us. And yet our fear or our anger because of things that have happened to us are so strong that they blind our eyes and they deafen our ears so that we can't see and hear the truth. The truth is, there is a God who loves you, a God who prays for you constantly, a God who wants you with him forever. Why do you choose your way over God's way? Why do you do that? I do it. I ask myself the same question. Why do I do that? I know myself too well to know that I can't trust myself in everything, and I don't have the vision to see what eternal life is like. I don't have the vision to make it happen. But I can trust the one who is my shepherd, the one who is my savior, my father, the one who will make it happen. Ask him for trust. The verse before the gospel today says, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my father will love him, and we will come to him. In other words, they take up their dwelling among us. Why? Would we settle for the small, finite things of this earth? No matter how beautiful, they're small in comparison to God, and they're all finite. They will all pass away. Why do we put our hope there instead of in God? It's just, you know, humanly, we put more trust in what we can see or we think we can see than what we can't see, and that's where faith comes in. This is not just something somebody's stuffing down your throat. God wants you to know him and love him and serve him and be happy with him forever. That's the whole purpose of your life. Why would you choose to go other ways? The gospel for today is from Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you. But he said in reply to the one who told him, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Was he denying his earthly mother? Was he denying his earthly relatives? No. But he wanted to teach him something. And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. In other words, the people closest to me are the people who seek to do the Father's will. They're the people who I will draw near to, the people who I will bring to myself, the people I will spend all eternity with are those who seek to do the will of God. So you have a choice here. I've said this to you many times before. You can't drift into the kingdom of God. It does not work that way. You can't drift into being a disciple. You've got to make a clear choice. Jesus says to you and me every day, will you follow me? Will you follow me? Will you listen to my word? Will you obey me and repent when you fail? Will you follow me? Will you draw closer to me? Will you make some of the decisions that you've been putting off? Will you follow me? When we say yes to him and we make those choices to follow him, then he can use us to go around and say, oh yeah, I was baptized as a Catholic. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah. But you don't do anything that indicates it. How can you call yourself Christian or Catholic? Oh, I go to church twice a year. No, that's not a disciple. Yeah, I've read the Word of God. I read it a couple of times. I've read the whole Bible. Do you read it every day? Do you know it? Have you memorized it? And are you living? No, you're not. Therefore, you need to read it every day. A psalm and a passage from one of the Gospels, the letters of Paul. Every day, read the Word. Make decisions, brothers and sisters. You won't drift into heaven. The current of the world is so strong and so fierce, you will be swept away in the time of trouble unless you clearly have made decisions, unless you're rooted in God and in his word. Whatever it costs. Whatever it costs. I'm thinking of those 24 who were martyred in Syria. Some time ago, a couple of years ago. I'm thinking of them standing along the bank there by the water. And each of them was asked whether he believed in God or he was a Christian or did he espouse to the Muslim religion. And each one of them would not turn away from God. And they were killed. But they would not turn from God. They were the richest people in the world, brothers and sisters. Men who had gone to find work in a country to feed their families. They were true Christians. And when the time of testing came, they were ready. Would you be ready? Make some decisions, brothers and sisters. Make them today. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.